The Kolbe Report, September 9th, 2023. Dear friends of the Kolbe Center, glory to Jesus Christ. Depending on the responsibilities of our state in life, some of us may have opportunities to influence public policy in our local communities in regard to origins. One of the most powerful lessons that attendees at our recent leadership retreat learned is that God's revelation about creation and man's orientation in space and time provides the antidote to all of the errors of the global anti-culture of death. As one attendee put it, "We can spend our lives trying to hack off one of the heads of the satanic hydra, like transgenderism, without any lasting impact, while if we proclaim the true doctrine of creation effectively, all of the heads of the hydra would be cut off with one blow." Hercules and the Hydra. I have reflected on the wisdom of that statement while observing the valiant efforts of traditional Catholics in a neighboring county to remove books promoting transgenderism and sexual deviancy to children from the public library. I have concluded that the only way to make a coherent case to the local county board of supervisors is to expose the bankruptcy of the evolutionary pseudoscience that is used to justify every item on the agenda of the anti-culture of death, and to show that sound science confirms the divine design of mankind and establishes that the norm for human behavior must be derived from the original design of mankind and not from abnormalities that have resulted from harmful mutations and other negative effects of original sin. I would like to encourage all of our readers to use the ideas in the following letter, in letters to the editor, public hearings, or wherever you may have an opportunity to influence public policy. Each time we do this, we help to counteract decades of brainwashing in favor of evolutionary mythology and help to open people's minds to the harmony between sound science and divine revelation. Dear Board of Supervisors, my name is Hugh Owen. I live in Shenandoah County, and many of my 9 children and 20 grandchildren work, study, and participate in various activities in Warren County. I have been involved in education for almost 50 years and have a permanent license to serve as a superintendent of schools or a K-12 principal in the state of New York. I also run a nonprofit educational corporation that provides a forum for world-class scientists all over the world who reject the bankrupt hypothesis of molecules-to-man evolution. When I was a student at Princeton University in the 70s, the consensus view in biology was that the 98% of our DNA that does not code for protein was junk, left over from hundreds of millions of years of evolution. Today, science has advanced far beyond this primitive and falsified hypothesis. We now know that coded information does not arise from material processes. It only comes from a mind and a free will. The same is true of the machinery in the cells of all living things that transcribes and replicates the information in our cells. We now know that junk DNA is not junk. It operates at a higher level than the DNA that codes for protein, often acting as a switching mechanism that turns on and turns off sophisticated genetic programs. We now know that the DNA sequences in the cells of all living things can be read in one direction and give a meaningful set of directions, read in the opposite direction and give a different meaningful set of instructions. In many cases, there is a pattern whereby every so many letters can be read to give a third set of meaningful instructions, and the sequence can be translated into another language to give a fourth set of meaningful instructions. No human being can come close to creating the coded information that our Creator has written into the cells of all living things. But that is not all. As famous plant geneticist Dr. John Sanford has pointed out, information this dense and complex cannot be improved by changes or mutations. It can only degenerate. As a student at Princeton, I was taught that beneficial mutations transformed a microbe into a man over hundreds of millions of years. We now know that this is nonsense. Mutations can only erode the architecture of the genome. They have never produced any new function. All the alleged examples of functional information-adding mutations have been debunked. This means that as each generation of human beings acquires new genetic mutations, we are devolving from a much more highly ordered state that we enjoyed at the time of our creation. In other words, perfection was in the beginning, just as God revealed in the sacred history of Genesis. So if we want our children to be happy, healthy, and holy, we need to teach them what is normal according to God's original plan for human beings, as revealed in the book of Genesis. When we understand that the human body is the product of design, it is obvious that the bodies of men and women were perfectly designed for each other for the purpose of procreation, and that any other use of their sexuality perverts that design. Every sane person knows that 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit is the normal body temperature of a human being. God has designed the body to fight infection by raising that temperature, but 98.6 is the norm. If George Soros were to invest $100 million to convince everyone in Warren County that 102 is actually the normal body temperature for children, and that schools should introduce programs to raise the internal temperature of all children to 102, I am sure that you would reject his money and do all that is in your power to keep his change agents out of your schools. In reality, my brothers and sisters on the Board of Supervisors, the molecules to man evolution hypothesis that is used to justify transgenderism and sexual deviancy is just as anti-scientific. Use your authority to ensure that the students of Warren County are taught the scientific, common sense truth about the divine design of their bodies and are no longer subjected to the pseudoscientific myth of molecules to man evolution. The scientists I work with would be willing to offer in-service training to all your teachers at zero cost to the county. Do not be intimidated. It takes much more faith to believe in the materialistic myth of molecules to man evolution than in special creation. The truth is entirely on the side of divine design. God bless you all. Hugh Owen. You could adapt the contents of this letter in your own particular circumstances, keeping in mind that the natural scientists associated with the Kolbe Center would be happy to support your efforts in any way that they can. Through the prayers of the Mother of God, may the Holy Ghost guide us all into all the truth. Yours in Christ, through the Holy Theotokos, in union with Saint Joseph, Hugh Owen. P.S. I would like to thank everyone who prayed for the success of our annual leadership retreat just concluded. I believe your prayers were answered. The photograph below shows the magnificent flag of the Sacred Heart of Christ our King flying in front of the main auditorium of the retreat center where our conference was held. The ultimate purpose of the Kolbe Center is to help restore the necessary foundations for the social reign of our Lord Jesus Christ our King throughout the world. If you would like a Sacred Heart flag or another holy banner for your home, please visit Keith Jones's tradflags.com website. PPS. The Kolbe Center takes the view that Noah's flood was a supernatural divine judgment on the whole world so that no naturalistic hypothesis would be able to fully explain the mechanism and the material effects of the global flood. However, we believe that it is good for natural scientists to look at the biblical data and the scientific evidence to explain these things as best we can. As most of our readers know, there are two main flood models, catastrophic plate tectonics and the hydroplate theory. On Thursday to Saturday, September 21st through 23rd, there will be an online hydroplate theory conference, which is open to anyone who's interested. For more information and to sign up, please go to hydroplate.org/CONF-2023.